Hey guys, this is Grimleaf. I'm super excited to do this topic with you. Originally, this was going to be two episodes or two videos, but I don't want to drag it out. And the more and more research I did before completing this, I realized I think I could fit this into a 10 to 15 minute video. I'm not one to drag things out. I want to give information. I want you guys to retain it, and I think the shorter the video, the more information you guys can retain from this. So we're going to dive right in. So that being said, there is no concrete evidence. There's no 100% truth that you can guarantee someone when you're talking about history, okay? I think that's fair enough, because one of the biggest issues, let's be honest here, one of the biggest issues that we've had in writing history books, who is writing them? Who is writing history? 9 times out of 10, it's the victors. So things have been skewed, things have been messed up, you know, It's just so hard to definitely say, yes, this is completely factual, especially when you're reading it online. Now, this might sound, I don't know, pretentious, I guess, but the reason I rely more on libraries and information at libraries, I look at the title and I think, okay, this isn't dramatic. This is nonfiction, so they claim. And then I'll look for the authors. Have they written books on this topic before? Is this a cash grab? Are they an archaeologist, or you know, do they have some kind of impressive title, like doctor or something? Do they have a doctorate in their subject? Then what I'll do is look at the date that it was published. Anything 1960 and back is a gold mine. I promise you, it is an absolute gold mine of information. I hate to say it, honestly, before the internet, you're gonna find gold mines of, it might not always be right, but it's the closest damn thing you're gonna get, because you're not, you know, you're not getting 3 or 4 people's stories. Then it's posted on Wikipedia. Then someone wrote an article about it. Sorry, I keep hitting my mic. You get the point. I'm not going to keep going on and on about it. So I relied on books. That's where I got most of this information from, so I could draw these correlations for you guys a little bit easier for myself. I don't have as strong of a, what's the word? I don't have as strong of like a bad feeling about the subject as I did first going into it. At first I was really paranoid. I was like, this is really dark. This is much darker than I anticipated. And it's not. When you tear it all down, it's actually just, it's human nature. It's greed. And that lust for power that has been around since the beginning of mankind. So, that being said, interesting here. So, I thought I should first touch on the Druids. I know it's stereotypical, or if you're a World of Warcraft fan, probably perked up for a second here, but hear me out. I'm not talking about Gandalf. I'm not talking about some fictional character. These are real men and women. These are real men in a time, you know, 400 AD. Or excuse me, I'm sorry, 400 BC, who had attained knowledge and positions of power and political power that was something to be reckoned with. So, there was a man named Stuckley, and attempting to reconcile Christianity with the existence of Druids, Stuckley had constructed an elaborate pedigree for both Druids and Christians. According to him, the Druids first arrived in Britain with the Phoenicians shortly after the flood. If you know anything about Noah's Ark, that's the flood that he is alluding to. He described the Druids as being of Abraham's religion, meaning any Abrahamic religion would be Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. So, thus considered them to be associated with both the Old Testament and the Christian faith. Now, this is obviously B.C. at this point, and now we're talking about A.D. after. So the origins of such a notion were not peculiar to Stuckley, but echoed 18th century perceptions in which Christianity went back to the time of the creation, and the natural religion, as practiced by the Druids, was akin to Christianity. So this was all written late 1600s, early 1700s. It's really interesting because this man believes that the Druids were close to the Christian doctrine. When he was a clergyman in London, he preached and published the vegetable sermons in which Druids, vegetables, made for the glory of their gods. It was a natural religion, and everything intermingled. But for Stuckley, then Druids were noble savages. So their closeness to Christianity was proved by their consciousness and sanctity of the number three, thus their recognition of the Trinity. And as once of old in groves, so here in their representative fabrics, we adore the three sacred persons of the Trinity. Now, that's interesting. And I'll tell you why. It might seem far-fetched. I understand. Now, I promised I'd talk a little bit about Bohemian Grove. So, here is that little bit here. So, interestingly enough, right, a coven or a group of witches or druids would be called a grove, which was not uncommon, obviously, by any means. But the meaning of druids. It is often thought that the word druid comes from Indo-European word dru for oak. The magicians perform no rites without using the foliage of those oaks or trees. It may be supposed that it is from this custom that they get their name of druids, from the Greek word meaning oak. And that was from Pliny, page 95, from Natural History 15. So, you have to think, it's a little peculiar that these men throughout ages, and I mean ages, these men were part of Greece. They were part of Rome. They counseled emperors. They counseled senators. I mean, if you look in history, almost every single form of some kind of government had druidic intentions behind it. So what some people or most people are, oh, it's the Illuminati, it's this. I'm almost starting to believe that to be a straw man. I really am. Because there is just too many correlations to this. It's too much. It's too much to deny, because the men in Bohemian Grove, they will dress in white. They have the cremation of care, which was very common with the Druids. The Druids used to burn humans. They were some of the earliest people that started, you know, sort of like the Wicker Man event, putting slaves or volunteer sacrifices into a big wicker structure that would look like a man or a bull or a horned person, and they would burn them alive as a sacrifice to the gods. As barbaric as it sounds, you cannot forget that has been going on for centuries. Every religion. So you have to remember this isn't going to be modern times. Now, mock sacrifices at Bohemian Grove? That's a little odd. I don't care who you are. That's a little odd. I should say, in my opinion. I don't want to sound preachy. So, Alex Jones. To my knowledge, Alex Jones is the only person to have ever infiltrated Bohemian Grove and gotten footage and got out and published this footage. And he did this real early. I believe this was in 2000. So, kind of interesting. So I have trouble believing that these druids went away. Honestly. The same men that were on council as some of the Caesars, same men that were on council behind King Arthur, making historical decisions, decisions that affected the entire world. I really doubt that they all just disappeared. So, lots of people want to try and assume that it's maybe, you know, the Illuminati there, but I don't think so. I think that these powerful men come from strong bloodlines. Very, very strong bloodlines. Maybe with druidic bloodlines. And that's what has always been in power, maybe. Or at least influencing the power. I know it sounds crazy, but it's definitely an interesting point. So, moving on to the fall of Alex Jones, as some would call it, which cracks me up. The man is a shill, let's be honest. But one undeniable thing, back in his prime, just about every conspiracy he had that we threw him to the curb on and laughed our asses off, almost every single one was right. Almost. And we only found it out later. Poisoning the food supply, water supply, pumping us full of poison and cancer, you know, companies wanting to buy water reservoirs, buying up all the clean land and clean water in the world, you know, as a form of eco-terrorism, all sorts of stuff. And now it's widely accepted. And I don't know if it's the David Avocado Wolf people. I don't know if it's his camp. But now it's widely accepted. This is something that we all know. And, you know, 15 years ago, we called him crazy. You said, you're a fucking madman. You are a madman. But now, maybe we've woken up. I'm not sure. That's the scary part. So, the scariest thing to me, you have a civilization that is waking up. The last time we really woke up was after 9/11. Now you have a nation that's hurting, but they're hurting each other. So we need to be divided. Everyone knows together we are strong. We are the strongest when we are unified, when we are united. So it's a little interesting that we have so much infighting right now. I mean, if you believe in it, we're on the brink of some sort of altercation with one another, which would be absolutely disastrous. So that's why it's important to stay strong. But pay attention to these signs, people. Just pay attention. It is right in front of you. It really is. It's part of this Babylonian prophecy that we're slowly fulfilling. Now, when I say that, I don't mean it's a prophecy from Babylonian people. I mean there is a prophecy said about the U.S. that we would fulfill we would be the new Babylon. scary enough, that's becoming true. I don't like to admit that. I am not a Christian. I'm not Jewish, Islamic, none of that. I'm actually pagan. But I have to admit, there is a little something they've got there that could have a shred of truth, really. You know, look at the way we are feminizing men. Look at the way that culture has started to sexualize our children. That it is always, culture has now shifted to, you're not free if you're not sexually liberated and have sex with as many people as you can, whoever they are, you know, boy, girl, young, old, just do what you want. Do what thou will. And that's fine, because I believe in freedom and liberty is the next man. I really do. But only when it has a positive effect on society. This is not having a positive effect. It's been anything but that. People want to say that there's a correlation between government power and our depression, our mass depression. They say we're depressed as a nation, as a generation. People try to draw parallels between, you know, oh, well, it's just the white male patriarchy that's been keeping us held down for all these years. That's why we need to be sexually liberated. That's incredible. That's astonishing to me. That's a conclusion you came up with. The patriarchy has destroyed many things. The one thing it hasn't done is destroyed sexual liberty. So, we are slowly turning into a modern-day Babylon. We have our idols, which would be our celebrities, our smartphones. We have our false prophets, our false gods, which is wrong in every faith. So, it's just a little peculiar. It's a little disheartening. I definitely don't recommend bringing a child into this world in the next 5 to 10 years, if manageable. This is depressing, honestly. So to say and completely discredit Alex Jones on a few of his more modernized points in America being about, well, you know what, Alex Jones, you also enjoy some really weird fucking porn, dude. But it's not our place to judge because we are liberated sexually, my friend, right? It's not our place to judge you. But as a mouthpiece for what you call the woke Americans or woke people of the world, even though, you know, your salary was being paid by Israel, that, you know, that's besides the point, right? Being a mouthpiece for that, that's very dangerous, someone like you, especially being hypocritical. So I think that is more of your downfall than this age of censorship, which is my next point. What the fuck is going on, guys? I mean, really. What the fuck is going on? I understand when you say something like this. Oh, it's that man's business. He has every right to not bake a cake for a gay couple, right? Okay, I hear you. I'm all about it's your own business, do what you want, right? Sure. And then the rebuttal is, no, they need to do it. It's their right, the gay couple's right, to have a cake. To be allowed to have anything they want made for them. If not, it's persecution. You're being biased against their sexual preference or their identification. That's great. So then what's the deal with censorship? I know that's a hard parallel. I know it's a hard turn, but just hear me out. So you have an issue with someone saying, "This is my business. I refuse to make anything for you." But then when YouTube does it, when YouTube and Facebook silence people who do not claim to be alt-right, they're not even Republican. But since the mass mob has named them alt-right or Nazis or dangerous, they're silenced and removed from all social media and demonetized. And your response to people who are upset about this is it's their business. They can do what they want. So I ask you then, what happens when it happens to you? What are you going to do when it's someone that you like? Everyone was worried about Trump doing this. They say that his biggest supporters are the alt-right, and yet they're the ones being censored. They're the ones being demonetized. I think this proves a very old point that his hand is not in any of this. This is a deeper meaning. There is a deeper cause at work right now. And I, honest to God, I think people should be afraid on both sides. I really do. It's going to start with one side, and it'll just bleed into the other. That's how it works. You cannot deny that. That is how it works. You have to prove me wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. But I really, in my heart, I don't think I am, because this has been leading up for a very long time. Very long time. And it's fucking scary. So that's why it's up to us. Get your information out. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you're left, right, up, down, middle. It doesn't fucking matter. It really doesn't. We're all fuck. We are all people. We are. Okay. This demonizing everyone that I disagree with thing on both sides. Okay. Your both sides are fucking snowflakes. This has got to stop. It really has to stop, because we have much darker, more powerful things at work right now against us than to be fighting with each other. And it's exactly what they fucking want. Exactly what they want. We can't let this happen, guys. Now, I made a teaser video, and that already got some negative feedback. Luckily, the negative feedback was on Facebook. I made the mistake of posting it on Facebook, which is thankfully not activated anymore. I deactivated my account this week. I cannot handle that toxicity anymore. It's just so awful. I'd actually like to thank Bjørn Bull Hansen. I've been watching so many of his videos, and he is so inspiring. If you're a male listening to this right now, look up his videos. His name's what was it? Bjørn Bull Hansen. He talks about men's health, men's mental health. He's usually hiking when he does it, or camping. He'll teach you a little bit about Norse culture. He's a Norwegian man and a father. He has, to my knowledge, two children. He's written some books. He's a fantastic author. I have been listening to him. He's inspired me. He'll tell you, put your phone down. Pay attention to your family. Pay attention to your friends and nature. Most importantly, nature and yourself. Okay. And I did that. I posted it on Facebook. I got, I think it was four or five remarks in the comments about, I thought you said you were left-leaning. The other one was, oh, this is some centrist propaganda, and so on. Okay. I'm not here to argue with them. It's not propaganda. That's why I have a video blog. That's why I do this. That's why I have this video. And that's why I'm doing a series. It's for information. It's for my opinion. It's to get my opinion out there. Find like-minded people. It's to give you a possible leg up on a situation that you maybe have never thought about before. And my next, my next two videos are probably going to be about mental health. I feel free. I have felt the biggest weight lifted off of me ever since deactivating my Facebook account. Honestly, it's toxic. It is so toxic. And the fact that it took courage and took me time to deactivate, that is even bigger proof. That is enormous proof that it is an addiction. It has weeded its way into our lives. I'll talk more about that, obviously, the next episode. But just a little recap. I'm not saying, again, this is not 100% proven or factual, but I will say this. There are dark forces that run this world. If you don't believe it, open your eyes. If you don't want to hear me say it, find someone else that you like more that says it. I don't care. This has to get out. They go to these retreats at Bohemian Grove. They discuss policy. They do not care about our voice. That's why they censor us. That's why they don't let stories like the genocide in Sudan right now. That's not on the news. They don't want your story out. They need you to feel small and helpless, because the second you get any little feeling of encouragement, like you're strong and I might be worth something, that's when you start thinking, I'm actually not happy. I'm not happy with my salary. I'm not happy with my life. And if one person's thinking that, how many others are thinking that? Thousands? Biggest fear of all, millions. If 1 million people woke up, dropped the phones, deactivated Facebook, stopped paying taxes, anything, anything that they could do, you would see the true face of these people would come out, honestly. They are driven by the oldest force of man, which is greed. In history, we have had thousands of people die over gold. We've had millions of people die over land and religion. And if you think, because it's 2019, that's going to stop or it has ever ended, you're a fool. And I encourage you to go back to high school. Sadly, I'm sure they didn't teach these things in high school very well, because if you went to public school, they are government run, essentially. Guys, I hate to say it, I think if we don't all start joining together and waking the fuck up, we are sincerely fucked as a civilization. We could be headed back to the Dark Ages, and some of you might. Yeah, all right, cool. No more bills. Yeah, well, have fun. You're gonna be chopping wood for 14 hours a day and fighting off fighting off hordes of people after your food and your women. That's why we need to build this greater society for ourselves, for our children and our grandchildren, and have people elected that give a shit about us. It's not that hard. But yet, it's impossible. Funny, isn't it? Oh, man. Sorry, this episode is a little depressing. I will put a little trigger warning in the beginning. It's definitely not a feel-good video. But it's something that needed to be said. I felt it was the perfect way to kick this off. So hopefully this weekend then I can post another episode about mental health. I'll drop the whole Bohemian Grove thing. I had to get that out there. Just for anyone that hasn't heard it. If you haven't heard of it or you don't believe me, you think I'm exaggerating, go to YouTube, type in Bohemian Grove, go to certain parts of Google, type in Bohemian Grove, weed through the bullshit, and look for the actual footage. If it hasn't been deleted already. They deleted a lot of Alex Jones material because they're afraid of him. A lot of them are afraid of him. Rightfully so. He's a whistleblower. He's also a conspiracy man. And every now and then, they're right. And he hit the nail on the head here. If we expose them too much, they have two options. It's escape, wither, and die. Or pull the trigger, and we're all back to serfs. We're all back to slaves. And the curtain will be pulled. The curtain will be pulled. You don't want that. I don't want that. So why don't we fight it now? We can fight it with elections. We can fight it with words and information. Holding them accountable. We don't want blood. You don't want that. Blood stains. And those stains would not be removed for generations to come. So, personally, I don't feel, you know, I don't feel like it's all lost yet. That's all I have to say. Okay? It's not all lost. Have some hope. We pulled through this. We come out on top. It's paradise from there. This is Grimleaf. Signing off.